Why we drink. I tell Malik I'm gonna stop. I tell him that I do it because I am sad and because someone was mean to me at a lecture after five men spoke during the Q&A, so I said something, finally, about energy and petrocultures, and didn't the infrastructure of the moon landing look just like the oil fields of Alberta, and some older Italian man said no, said I was projecting, as if projection was not interpretation, but it was in front of a lot of people, and what was the point of all my degrees and giving up a decade of life to school if I could be so easily humiliated, and maybe I shouldn't have worn jeans shredded at my thighs, or that navy sweater sleeves blooming with moth holes, but if these are our left institutions, if these are the men on our side, I said, then of course I am going to drink. Malik tells me you can't quit before 35 because you're not going to stay quit, and something about me trusts him because he was at the ear end back when it was the ear end back in old New York, and he tells me that I'm the new New York, and I don't even know how to tell him that I'm not even that. I say humiliation is like the nausea of childhood with those delayed epiphanies. I hate the violence of insight, how the lesson is always how one is ugly or dishonest, the shortcomings that could build a civilization and then did. Malik is not even so much older, 40-something, but there have been many Maliks, and therefore he claims ancientness. He says it's all real. My parents and those men, and yes, even the feeble species. He keeps a notebook and writes down all the great Irish bits spiraling out of Helen's mouth at dinner. He sits cross-legged on a pillow, cradles lemons and snacks on pickle, waxes poetic while he assesses the spice level of a green Peruvian sauce I make, which he only ranks a 3 for spice, but insists that it is a 10 in taste because he knows I am fragile. He does impressions of nutritionists and people who get jazzed about gym memberships, but I know, though we are laughing, that he is really sad. Sad that this is the theater of his multitasking, that the corruptions are multiplying faster than our jokes, so that we've become creatures who can slip through dimensions, our times thick with simultaneity, so ready we are to be brutalized many times a day, even with laughter. Malik says maybe it's time to leave New York. He can tell we're all getting tilted there, and by that he means becoming products, paralyzed by false moonlight in the streets. I tell Malik I drink because I am tired and because they hate us anyways, and we are outside while others smoke at the opening of the Red Wheelbarrow in Paris, and I'm wearing a polka dot dress, and I forgot to put on a bra this morning, and it is freezing, and I see myself, the mess of my complaints and temperatures, the way I am not making any sense these days. He says yes and yes and yes. He keeps saying it is all okay, all real, tells me to turn my insights into continents, into paintings, get sloppy, delicate, be a feral amateur. When I get back to New York, he's the only one I still talk to on the regular. He says, listen to this and read this, and his brain is so addicted to joy, and we both get nominated for a prize in the same week, and it works, it really does work, the way his spirit skims octaves across the ocean into my heart, into this poem, the way he said my Jesus here now that I'm 33 is going to reveal something about me, which it just did, and do you know, this time the revelation didn't hurt so much. Which is what Malik might call aging, a process not nearly as dire as they want you to believe.